I'm going where those chilly winds don't blow. Oh, baby, going where those chilly winds don't blow.
Those chilly winds are blowing here in Western Washington, and Cliff Mass at the University of Washington will tell us how much chill we can expect. I'm Keith Seinfeld with our weekly weather talk. The sunshine is really nice, Cliff, but that chill is for real.
That's right. In fact, it looks like this weekend, several of you will see temperatures dropping into the mid to upper 20s. So this will be the coldest spell for many of you, especially where the winds are a little bit lighter. Today's going to be really quite decent. A little bit of cloudiness in the morning. It's going to break out into sunshine. But temperatures are only going to get into the mid-40s. So it's still pretty cool, cooler than normal this time of the year. But we'll have plenty of sun. This cold air is going to hang in well into Saturday. So Saturday's going to be another cool day, you know, mid-40s, sunny, really beautiful, stunningly beautiful fall day. Then on Sunday will be a transition. Cold air is going to be in place, but a Pacific weather system will be moving towards us. Right now, it looks like the rain is not going to get here until around dinner time or the early evening. So what we will see is a progressive clouding up of the skies on Sunday, and temperatures will even be a little warmer as some of that Pacific air starts pushing in. So some moderate rain on Sunday night, and some showers will continue into Monday morning, maybe until lunchtime, and then the showers will back off. So the second half of Monday should be actually pretty decent. You know, not much rain, temperatures up around 50.
So just clarifying, this weekend overnight lows, how many of us are going to see freezing temps?
Well, I think there's a good chance on Saturday morning when it's clear and we have cold air over us that most of us will see the 30s. But some of you who are in these low spots or places where the wind doesn't get into, so these hollows, could easily see temperatures dropping into the upper 20s, maybe even the mid-20s, and particularly cold spots could be in the lower 20s. We have a slug of cold air that's pushed all the way down into California.
Well, speaking of these cold temperatures, I've noticed that you're on something of a crusade to save a very lonely weather station that's high up in the Washington Cascades. And since there are literally hundreds of weather stations, why are you so worried about this one little weather station?
Well, this one little weather station is Stampede Pass. And if you ask me what is the most valuable weather station in the region, that's the station I would tell you. It's at 4,000 feet. Up there in the Cascades, you know, in the Stampede Pass area that connects western and eastern Washington.
And just to clarify for people, Stampede Pass is close to Snoqualmie Pass, but the only thing going through there, I think, is a railroad.
There's a railroad tunnel there that goes underneath. It's not too far from I-90, and it's further east than Snoqualmie Pass. It's a relatively low pass across the mountains, so it's favored by the general aviation community. Now, what makes this station so valuable is that it's been around for a long time. We have a record going back to 1944. So how many stations are at high altitude that go back 60-plus years? Not many. In fact, it's the only one in the Northwest. And so if we want to understand what's happening to our climate, you know, the potential for warming over the last half century or so, it's very important to have a few high mountain stations. It's also nice because the area around it is rural. I mean, it's vegetated. It hasn't changed very much. That's very different than most of our stations, which are in areas that there's been development, right? Shopping malls and roads developed. So it is extremely important to have some of these absolutely rural stations.
So it's great for keeping this data, these records. And is it expensive? Is that why the Weather Service wants to shut it down?
It is expensive. It costs money to maintain a station that high. And in fact, one of the problems they had is their telephone line kept on breaking. But I think that they can move to new technologies using cell phone technology to get the information in and out. And during the winter, you can get up there with a snowmobile pretty easily. I should mention that back in 1989, there was another movement by the Weather Service to get rid of Stampede Pass. And there was such an outcry by people in the aviation and other communities that a congressman got it back. So I'm hoping that'll happen this time.
Well, good luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Cliff Mass is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. Tune in for our weather discussions every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.